Okay, we are in Lot 7, Lamed Aleph, Trefus, Seif Beis, talking about the brain and its and membranes. Hamoach atzva shenirkov ma'at mimenu. If the brain itself disintegrates, infection, whatever the reason is, on this mayach, or to get soft, liquefies a bit, vakrum kayim kshera. Even if the brain is falling to pieces a bit, as long as the membrane is there, kshera, it's kosher, it's not a trefa, because I guess, you know, it's not vada gonna die, could we get healed, whatever it is, it stays intact. The nishbach kamayim, however, if the brain liquefies, or it's like a gel, or you know, like something like that. It's trefa because obviously it's infected. Whatever it is, animals are gonna die. One of the simanim is if you hold up the chodeshedra, the spinal cord with the brain, and it can't stand by itself. So then that is. That's a simon that it has a serious problem. If you find water inside the membrane, water on the brain, you see that it's impinging on the, you know, on the brain, and the brain is missing, it's like the same amount as the water. Even moach makif hamayim, if the moach it surrounds the whole, the water, the fluid. Saviv shelo hayim begulim klal. You know, you cut open the brain, you find the fluid inside. I feel the krum. I'm going to call feel the krum. That one's completely balua kshera. V'imlav trefa. But if not, then the water in the brain is trefa. Shalchufis, even if there's like some sort of abscess or something, that it's in case, if you're in kiss, a cyst, or it's some sort of abscess or something like that. Tanash im hayamoch makifa shlohesa magula. It's small enough that if the brain would grow around it, then he wouldn't be magula. If you little lakrum, that you wouldn't be able to see it. Ksheira v'imlav trefa. That if it's magula at all, it's trefa. But if it's completely encased, even though it's not, you could understand that that maybe it's because it's like a chiddush over here. It could be it's like a separate thing. It's not like if it's fluid on the brain. Well, so then if it's encased by the brain, it's okay. Fine, it's a chiluk of it. But this here with abscess, it's a different piece. Mashmalan that it's not. And the Shach says, Kol Shekain in Tzemayim being a criminal golas the trefa. And the Kol Shekain if the fluid is between the two membranes or between the membrane and the skull, that it's also going to be a trefa because it's megula. Hagav v'chein imal shachufis b'neches being a criminal golas trefa. Right, that's what I said. That if the shachufis and the shachas who are in any fluid is between the krum and the golgolus, it's a trefa because we're choshish of it being punctured. So if the water is inside the brain, we say it's okay. There's different cheshbonos, but once the membrane gets punctured, we're worried about the membrane being punctured. Then it is trefa. Hayasafikim haya mechusa b'moach olo. If you don't know, trefa. Al kenyi shizak kishapoyti and sarosh. That when you cut it open, you have to be careful. Cut it open from the back, you know, something like that. You do it carefully. You cut it open. Don't let, you know, if you're worried about something, don't just, you know, chop the whole, you know, you have to do it carefully. However, you don't need to go ahead and start looking for brain injuries or water in the brain or anything like that. The Samchin and Aruba, we assume that there's nothing. You can go ahead and get rid of the head without opening it up. And it's not a miyudu matzoi. However, if there is a reisa, that the animal, you could tell the animal was like walking, leaning to one side. He's saying like you could tell that there was something wrong, you know, then you need to call a shvindel. Remember the task calls it a shvindel. So then you do need to check. Gimel in insa tolas bekruma moach. Yiddish word for it's like his head is wandering, like you see there's something wrong. That's just what they called it then. I'm sure there's a different name for it now. It swings. I don't know. In insa tolas bekruma moach. If you found a worm in the krum, in the meninges, in the membrane, v'moach kayim, and the brain is fine, ve'ein b'krum atachtoin, roshem, in the krum atachtoin, the small krum which covering, there's no, you don't see any indication that it went through, v'lo korat dam, nor do you see any spots of blood, k'shema, because then we don't assume it went through. Some say, you know, we might miss things. It's not so clear cut. V'treifa, but if you found it outside the skull, you found this worm, this parasitic worm in its nose, k'shera. It's we say we never actually made it there, even if we see the worm, it seems to be it's facing outwards, kilo it crawled out from the brain, we don't assume that it went in. Now, there are a couple interesting nakudas. First of all, this is very matim for this time, because we learned this din out of Titus, Titus Arasha, that he had a, that since he had a, and he had the detush that flew in his nose into his brain. So we say, okay, the Rishonim learned out of there that it means that if there's a talas, there's a parasite in the brain, then it's considered a trefa. Right. So Elamai, it's not. We're gonna get into the Yud Beis Chodesh thing at some point. Like I mentioned yesterday, that by like Marisha says, by people, we'll get into that in a second. I'll get to talk about now the Gra, because the Gra points out, he says that the Gra brings the Machlokas, because we're learning out of Titus, so the Gra brings the Machlokas straight, it's 2 days in Tosis. Reino Tam says, can you learn Trefus Behemet of Trefus Adam? I mentioned this yesterday, but I'll just say it over a bit more over here, because that's what the Gra brings it up, that Tosis in Zvachim, Kufta Zion brings the Beit HaTam, who says that you can't learn one from the other because a person has mazel, or Shkacha Pratis, whatever. But the other day in Tosis holds that over there, other places, a bunch of other places, like Chaim and the Gra from Mar Makomius, says that no, it says we do learn one from the other. Haraya, that we learn from Eov. There's a Gemara in the Chul and Daf Mem Gimel we learn from Eov. So you see, we learn from one from the other. The Lamai says, when the Ramesha says, the Machalik, that the din of 12 months and the dinim of the 8 trefus, and that they're treif, and then even if there's a refuah, doesn't apply to people. people. You know, it depends on the medical science at that time, is he terminal or not? It's not totally on the, it doesn't, you know, so therefore it doesn't, the Yud Beis Chodesh, there is a thing Yud Beis Chodesh, and I did look it up in Yud Zayin and Ebene Ezer by Iguna, it does say that if a person fell, you know, had a rope around his leg, like, you know, fell into the yam and they threw a rope and got hooked it around his leg and his leg came up and not the person. So it depends on if his whole leg came up. There's a trefa later on, me and Arkuva Lamata from the that depends on the joint. So he said that she can wait 12 months and then she can get married. But that's so therefore that's talking about that's talking about Akopanim. We do learn, it seems like the Mechaber does learn Trefes Behemoth, Trefes Adam, Yubeis Chodesh. That's Taka that Gra actually brings it, that the second day, he says that Yubeis Chodesh, he says, is according to the second day, that Rabbeinu Tam. And that you do learn, you're right, Titus lived longer, but then again, that could have been a Min HaShemayim, could have been, who knows what, a special punishment, save the good stuff for him, Al Chapanim. So even Titus of Russia, has his makom in halacha, Al-Gopanim. The question is what about? I was thinking recently, the recent case. What about brain amoeba? Would that be considered same idea? If they had that would be a trefa because it's something which can eat the brain. There are so many cases of tolas in the brain. It could be, I'm sure by animals there are a bunch of parasites and tapeworms and types of things. By people there is one. I remember there's maybe more, but there's one type, specific type of fly, where itaka. I think it's in Africa somewhere. They're called the screw fly, something like that, which it lays eggs in the ears, and then the larva hatches and goes into the brain and eats the brain. How common it attacks people, I don't know. I don't know where in Africa it actually happens, but there is such a thing. Uncle Panim. Etzem Da'at Shamoach Munach B'Seichor. Etzem, the skull, that the brain is in Yesh B'chal Agadol K'mo Kedera. It has a big pot. V'yesh Al-Pirat Klapi Yotzavar K'mo Shei Pulin. It's two beans. V'mash Yesh B'yamoach V'sach HaKedera Ara Pulin. V'ha'pulin B'chal Yidun K'moach. Anything from these two pulin and inside is the moch and the kivyasa of Rashu, and therefore the nekiva, its trace, if there's its puncher b'mashu, misham ve'elach, kechodeshedra, afterwards it's in the kechodeshedra, we'll see in a second, it's only if it's rov, if it's nifsach rov, not if it's puncture, moch, not b'mashu. And the two pulin is a big discussion, so I just brought the picture book. There's a big discussion about what the two pulin are. Some say it is, I don't know if you'll see it yet, whatever, it's two, and the back of the brain, there's like two bones over here. Some say the two pulin are the, there's two, and the chicken, there's two little things over here. Some say that it's a certain part of the brain that looks like two pulin, two lobes, the bellum, there's different parts that look like two beans. Whatever the furthest out is, l'chor we be machmir for, whatever shita, we be machmir for the furthest one out, for the border, and it's interesting, the kuda, but Uncle Panim, from the least, the furthest part out, probably these bones were machmir, and then punctured mashu. Lama beis chud hashedra shenifsak rov hekef or achoyfes amoach. You have the spinal cord, nifsak rov hekef or achoyfes amoach. Right there, you have the spinal cord and you have the spinal fluid inside the spine. So if the cord, the roast of the basar, that which encases the spinal cord, is cut, then even though the cord is still intact, there's no moach etzem because it means the spinal cord. The matter which is inside. Avobisha kol moach kayim ve'im lo nifsak Rov or if it wasn't rose, it didn't get mostly cut. Even if the spinal cord is cut, shibifnim kosher. It's not a trefa. It might be paralyzed, but akopanim. It's not. It's only if the actual thing is the actual encasement. It could be that spinal cord itself. We come with the spinal cord, it could be has whatever inside of it. If the cord itself is cut, then it's a problem. But if the moach inside is, you see, let's say you opened it up, it was intact, but there's some problem with the material inside, then it's kosher, because the thing, once it's cut, then there's no way for it to heal, and then it's just gonna leak out whatever it is. But if it's not cut, there's some issue, infection or something inside the the spinal cord. Then that, I guess that could be, it's not a trefa, you know, depends on if it could be healed or not or whatever, but that's not a trefa. Beis, nizdak ha'or la'archo chera. Let's say that there is a slice going down the whole spinal cord, chera. V'chenim nishbar ha'shedra, if the spine is broken, v'lo nisak ha'chut, and the spinal cord didn't get cut, or let's say the spinal, the fluid and the cord, everything inside started breaking down, and it's nadeed, and it's like sloshing around. However, or kayam is in muteris, as long as the or is kayam, it is mutter. Gimel humrach hamoach. Let's say it mamish dissolved, like it mamish came liquefied, v'nishpach k'mayim, o kedonag, or if you said like a honey, like gel, whatever, v'shenamas ad sheyimtza hachor k'shevamiru b'yado hayema'at luch shechutz yado sheicha. I guess when you hold up the spinal cord of an animal, it's supposed to stand straight, right? Because it's solid material, it's a hard cord. If there was a problem with the stuff inside, that it liquefied or whatever, then it's going to start flopping down. So then it's a paloha yachalamoy trefa. And then if it can't stay straight, it's a trefa. Like we said before, by the moach also, if you see that the moach gets liquefied and you hold it to get the brainstem, you know, together with the spinal cord, if it stays straight, it's fine. But if it starts flopping, then we say it's a trefa. I don't know.
Which way are you holding it?
No, so you take the bones off. All right, could be the bones in there. I don't know. It should stay straight. I don't know if it has to be hard. Honestly, you have to see an actual.
Vertebrae.
Yeah, it means if it, like. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It seems like it's just the cord. Yes. Obviously, it's flexible, but it doesn't flop. It should have keep its shape. Like it says, if you're holding it mechutz liyado, you're holding it like this, right? And the part that's sticking out of your hand flops down because you're holding it up. So of course, right? Could be you hold it like your luluf, it's going to fall down. But if you hold it like this, so the Meshulchan Aruch says the part which is outside your hand flops. So then that's a problem. I should at least stay a bit straight. Right. The chara, or you hold whatever. Even if you open it up and it wasn't soft, elashu av the kaved. It's very thick and heavy. It's not like, but still, it's not normal. If for some reason it gelled up and it's very thick and heavy, if it doesn't stand, it flops. Then that's considered. Considered a trefa. Dalit nechzer ksas miyamoch and yisrokane kosher. If some of the spinal material is chaser and it's like leaves like a empty spot, kosher as long as the cord itself is intact. Hey, trefus ze shechud hashedra, hu ad pi parsha shlishis. Now, these trefus of the chud hashedra is until the parsha shlishis. V'ab b'chlal. There's a discussion what the parsha Shlishis is. The Rashi says, and the Rashi says it's referring to where the spine breaks off into the sciatic nerve, the Gidanosha. There's like three branches where the spine sort of kilu splits. Even though it continues to the tail, according to what Rabbi Latch says that it thins out. It's kilu the main spinal cord splits up. There is another shita, well, Kopanin is shita's Rashi that when it hits the spot by the legs where like it triples, so then the abichal, and that is from up until that point is the chodesh shedra. But im nifsku echad mishnei chutei pitzulim rishonim, if the two nerves of the pitzulim rishonim rishnim treifa, that's still considered part of the shedra, but once it hits the third one, then avayim nifsekum chutei pitzul ashlishi sheira, then it's kosher. For of who treifas achut aben agapayim, it's between the shoulders, the wings are around the wing area. Haschalas amakam sheim mechubarim bo, but go off the point where the wings are attached. Attached to the goof. Hagav ish matrifim ba'ov amachon kolos shchivas ha'etzav mechuber l'goof, until the place where the bone stops by the goof. Hachino gimlo behefse meruba, and that's how we're knowing that by a chicken it's until where the bone is not mechuber anymore to the body. It's sort of or to the chut. Vav behema shehiku. Hiku osa ala shedra b'makel. Halacha makel al kol play orach shedra shera. If it took a long stick and it hit it straight on the back of the animals on the spine, it's even very hard. It's okay. L'chashin and shem and nifsak achut. Because v'im yesh b'makel ksharim. However, if there were knots on the, you know, nails or not bumps, knots on the makel, like we have by makas, and it's like knots on leather, whatever it is. Choshishin l'makam aksharim, where it hit the bone there, that's where choshish over there, that could be cracked. V'chein lo higia hamakel al pnei kol shedra, if it didn't go the whole length of the spine, choshish shirosh hamakam amakam shu kala makam b'koach, that the spot where it hit, It hit it very strong. Chenim hika the right of a shedra, or you hit it across. Choshish shema nifsak achut, with the strike point, which is very is where choshish that cracked over there. Right, it's a dua bedika. Fine, we'll stop here.